If I but touch his clothes, I shall be cured. Where did the woman get that? Not, gosh, if I could get a few minutes of his attention. If I could somehow just stop him and have a moment to talk to him. If I but touch his clothes. And how did people come to find out about that? Those words must have been her own and not spoken aloud, but only in the depths of her heart. She must have shared them for years to come with the Christian community of believers. And what is so beautiful is that the woman, after 12 years of suffering the same illness, only getting worse after trying to go to every doctor that she could, spending all that she had in the process, does not lose her confidence. She continues to cling to hope. And it seems that our Lord is helpless before such confidence. It's like he can't help but refuse this woman's plea. The power flows out from him. About a month ago, Sister Maria Rose asked me to speak about the virtue of hope. The last 2 years for the school, I've spoken on charity and faith. So to finish out the three theological virtues. And what struck me at that time is it's amazing because it's probably the virtue that's least prayed for. You know, it's not often that you hear someone say, gosh, I'm praying right now for greater hope. And yet it's one of the three theological virtues. It's most essential to our union with God. It is those three virtues above all else that deepen our union with Him. You can know a person's degree of holiness by the degree to which they possess those virtues. And all of those virtues, they either increase together or decrease together. And so how essential each of those is. Faith and love cannot be perfected without a great degree of hope. And this woman could not fail, after all these years, to cling to it. And something struck me in preparation for that talk, and that is love, divine charity, in some sense it's easy to lose if a person commits a mortal sin. Or faith. A person's faith is lost by a conscious and willful denial of any tenet of our faith, whether in morals or dogma. Yet the virtue of hope, it must be that virtue in some sense most deeply embedded in our souls, because the only way to ultimately lose it is by utter despair. It remains, even if a person loses faith, loses the divine charity that dwells in their soul. And it makes sense because it so corresponds with who our Lord is that Jesus could say to St. Faustina, my greatest attribute is mercy. I am infinite mercy. There is always reason for hope. And why, therefore, that is the greatest sin, as St. Paul says. At the end of one's life, if they are unwilling to believe that God can forgive them and reach out and ask our Lord for mercy, he says it's the only unforgivable sin. My brothers and sisters, may we pray, may we ask this woman's prayers for an increase in hope. People of hope are people of joy. People of hope are people of peace. And people of hope are people who become magnanimous.